You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Matthew Craig, and I'm joined by Deborah Weisberg, and we're going to talk a little bit about poaching. Deborah, our listeners may have wondered why you were vague about the locations that you visited for the bog turtles and the timber rattlesnakes. Why were you so vague about that?
It was to protect these areas from being poached. Although we had no intention of revealing where we were specifically, the scientists asked us not to give these sites away because they want to protect these animals from poachers.
And how big of a problem is poaching?
According to biologists and law enforcement officials, it's rampant. And one of the reasons is the internet. It's proliferating global trade of these species and the sale of these species on a worldwide level. Now, some sales and trade occurs outside of the reptile shows and from the backs of cars or the trunks of cars. But most of the trade is on the internet, and that's very difficult for them to track. So it's hard for them to crack some of these poaching operations.
And who are these people who are poaching?
Well, it runs the gamut. Some are people who simply want to collect rare species or venomous snakes, for instance, for whatever reason, and they operate kind of individually, although apparently through the internet some of these folks get to know each other. Some will trade, say, someone will say, I'll give you a bog turtle for a couple of wood turtles, for example. Other people are in it surely for profit. A bog turtle can cost as much as $1,000, and they make apparently very good pets because they're easy to care for. They don't have specific dietary requirements. They're friendly animals and apparently can go for as high as $1,000 each. Timber rattlesnakes, depending on their color and gender and size, can be $250 or $350. And there's a big profit.
How effective has law enforcement been in prosecuting the poachers?
Probably mixed. The Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission will tell you that it arrests and prosecutes about 18 cases every year. And they just busted 12 people in three states for dealing in rare reptiles. One man, for instance, had spent $14,000, we're told, on some of these reptiles in just one year. Some of the animals were found dead or dying on his property because he couldn't care for them properly. So it's very difficult, though, given the scope and the size of the poaching that goes on. It's hard for them to crack a lot of these cases. And again, the internet makes it very difficult. We talked to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and it seemed like there was less arrest and prosecution with regard at least to timber rattlesnakes and bog turtles in Pennsylvania, although they did cite one case. I'm talking over an eight-year period, the last 8 years. They did cite one case where a biologist had actually falsified data for a developer about bog turtle habitat and was busted for that. But we found no evidence of anyone being busted for bog turtle trading on a federal level. Of course, federal laws are much tougher on poachers, because especially when it's interstate or international trading and sale. Often, I mean, there's jail time is provided for in Pennsylvania law, but we're told that, frankly, it doesn't often happen. Usually you're just fined. When you get to an endangered species, that becomes a lot more serious. And when the federal government gets involved, it can become very serious. I mean, it can even rise to the level of a felony if a particular animal is valued at over $350. We're told that bog turtles, for instance, are such a prized species that the people who deal in this particular animal that's endangered on a state level and a federal level are very elusive. They're very sophisticated. They're very hard to apprehend. Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will also tell you we've got just a few hundred agents nationwide, and we're dealing in all kinds of protected species, so we cannot focus on one animal. These agents are assigned to geographic regions, so it's not like we can dedicate resources to bog turtles or timber rattlesnakes. So they feel they're sort of hampered by just lack of personnel.
Deborah, what's the answer then?
One of the answers is raising awareness, educating people about the value of these species and their habitat. Some of the programs we talked about with regard to bog turtles raise awareness on a local level, and biologists say that some of these local people will tip them off if they see suspicious activity. It's one of the best ways they have of keeping poaching in check.
Well, thank you very much. That's Deborah Weisberg, and this is Matthew Craig, and you're listening to The Allegheny Front.